Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to the Tuesday edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. We are all presented to you by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. Please check them out. Don't let this go in one ear, not the other. A lot of great stuff happening over there, including the ability to play rake-free. That's right, your head-to-head games over on Fantasy Draft. I'm a big fan of those. They've got their Carolina Million. We've seen pretty much overlaying that weekly, so you're getting good value on your entry on that. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, rake, and especially, man, I was looking, you know, on FanDuel and DraftKings, you know, they're just so hellbent on giving away these huge first place prize pools. But, you know, you can either finish first and win a million, or you can finish 10th and win like 5K. Like, that's absolutely brutal payout structure. So I hope you give Fantasy Draft a try. Again, lots of satellite tournaments. If you don't want to fork out the $250 for an entry in the Carolina Millions this week, I get it. That's an expensive price point for a lot of you, but you can get in on the cheap if you can win some satellites, and they've got those all throughout the lobby at various price points. Thanks to them for their support. Today, we're going to look at NBA and run through the slate and kind of talk about the players that we are considering. And for my lineups, as we get set for this Tuesday night, not a huge slate on Tuesday, but good enough for us to kind of talk about who we're interested, who we're not. Last night was all right. You know, one guy missed on the podcast and I missed on my FanDuel lineups was Richardson out there for Miami. Just a total whiff on that one. He had a nice game last night at a moderate salary. Besides that, I didn't feel like I totally had a bad day in terms of analysis and, you know, lineups being built and whatnot. But, you know, I'm kind of liking this slate so far because I think the big question we got to ask ourselves on these, you know, kind of 5-6 gamers, what we got is, you know, who are the guys we have to have into our lineups? And I want to kind of talk about these guys today and who we need and, you know, who we should, you know, try to jam in potentially on this slate. And for me, it, you know, I think it depends definitely on where you're playing today. You know, FanDuel in particular, we've got Anthony Davis on the slate today at 12-2. And you're probably like, well, I can put him off my list at that salary. But I don't think you can. With them having the three-point blocks, the three-point steals, it really boosts his floor to tremendous heights and obviously his ceiling as well. And we've seen it in his stat line so far this season. And literally, like, I don't know what the number is, but I'm guessing like 80% of, you know, 60 or 70% of the usage runs through AD and DeMarcus Cousins. But he's had three blocks, three steals, two steals, one block, and zero steals, one block. And he's gone for 52, 67, 66. The rebound totals have been enormous, 17, 17, 18. It's probably not what we're going to continue to see from him. But dude's just like doing it all, though. 18 shots, 21 shots, 23 shots, free throws, 8 of 10, 2 of 5, 14 of 17. Like, I don't feel like we've even come close to his ceiling yet because he's going to have games where he's got five blocks or five steals. You know, right now he hasn't, you know, he's had that one game where three steals, three blocks and gave you almost 66. I mean, we've got his projection set at 61 today, and I think that's right. I just don't see anybody on this Portland team really going to slow this guy down, especially when you've got DeMarcus Cousins as well, you know, to contend with. So I'm going to keep trotting him out there. I think he's a staple in my lineups. He's a lot cheaper on DraftKings, $1,300 less than he is over on FanDuel. And on Fantasy Draft, again, you have more flexibility in your lineup builds, 18-9. I'm going to play him. He's just an absolute soaking up all the usage there today. So he is like my number one guy when on my pay-ups spots. The next position that, or the next guy that I love today, and I just don't know who's going to guard him here, and that's Karl Anthony Towns against Indiana. The highest total in this game, and there's a lot to love here. I mean, he's going to be going against Sabonis and Al Jefferson. Neither of these two guys are going to be able to cover Karl Anthony Towns at all. And I think he's just going to put together, you know, another really nice fantasy day. He hasn't had an impressive block game yet, 1-2-1. Hasn't, you know, steal 0-1-2. But rebounding, he's double-doubled every single game so far. 41-41-42, major consistency there on his fantasy output, including, what, 27-12 against Oklahoma City. I just think this matchup is just a gem of a matchup for him because neither of those two guys are going to be able to defend. It's a faster-paced game, and I think the Cat meows. There you go. That was so lame. Don't turn off the podcast, please. But I love Karl Anthony Towns today. He is another guy that I really want to get into my lineups. I'll definitely have him on fantasy draft and probably on DraftKings just based on the fact that you've got more flexibility in your lineups. On FanDuel, I really want to play him today, but you know my initial build, it's I don't know if I can do it. I might go to Cantor over there instead at that center spot. Just kind of like the value proposition that we've got on him here today a little bit more. So, but on DraftKings and on Fantasy Draft, more flexibility. Almost certainly going to make him a priority in my lineups. At point guard, you know, Kyrie Irving is yet to have that monster game. And we wonder, is it coming here versus the Knicks? Absolutely could be. I mean, this is, you know, a great matchup here against New York. 87 on DraftKings, 15-7 on Fantasy Draft, 9,100 on FanDuel. And, you know, the shots are there. 7 of 17, 7 of 25, 8 of 17. The assist numbers haven't been quite what I think we would have expected. But again, this guy's going to be more of a scorer than facilitator. But 4 and 3 in each of his last two games. Did have 10 in that opener against Cleveland. And I think that's more what I'm expecting here against New York. But they're going to need him to take more of that scoring role on because you've got young players out there like Tatum and Brown who are not, you know, established shot makers or whatnot. So, you know, I think he can get, you know, we've got his projection at 46. I think that's a fair number for him today. I think he's going to be a 10K guy once his shot really falls because he hasn't made double-digit field goals yet in a game, and that's going to change. 3-point attempts, 1-for-4, 2-for-7 over the last couple of games. That's going to change. And going against Ramon Sessions here, like, nice matchup for Kyrie Irving today. So he's a guy that I'm really liking a lot on the pay-up side of things. So those are my three big spend targets for us today. I don't know if I can jam them in all together, at least on FanDuel, but those are guys that I'm looking at. But let's talk about some plays at each position that I think are very viable. And I think Ramon Sessions, to begin with, opposite of Kyrie, is a great play today. Again, this game is sitting at, I think, Boston's favored by like 8, so I don't think it's going to be a blowout. But Sessions should get a pile of minutes. Nicolina, whatever his name is, Frankie N, he is out. And we saw Sessions last game play 32 minutes. If you're playing 32 minutes and you're 4,100 on FanDuel, 4K on DraftKings, and 7,800 on Fantasy Draft, I'm going to be interested in you, especially against Kyrie Irving defense. So it's a nice little run back with Kyrie as well. So he's definitely a target for me today. Another price per point option potentially could be Shane. Yes, I am Barry's son, Larkin. But that's only contingent on if Marcus Smart would sit here today. And even then, it's risky because, you know, this guy went to Miami, big Miami fan here, so I follow them close. And, you know, he's all right, but 4 of 5 from the field, 2 rebounds, 4 assists in 19 minutes. I think what we saw in that game is kind of like his ceiling. Like, I don't see him extending that. So, like, we've got him projected at 16. That's probably a little bit high for me. I'd probably go a little bit lower on that because I think he kind of maxed out because you still have, you know, other guys going in there, Jabari Bird. You've got, obviously, Terry Rozier. So, I'm not in love with Shane Larkin today. Although he is really, really cheap. One guy on DraftKings you got to look at because he's $1,400 cheaper there is going to be Jerian Grant. And he's $6,400 on FanDuel. He's not a priority play there, but on DraftKings, he's going to be a top price per dollar option. I think Ricky Rubio we have to look at a little bit here. On the road against LA, only $6,400 on DraftKings and $13,300 on Fantasy Draft. I don't even hate the $7,500 number on FanDuel. The shot attempts, double digits in each of the last two, you know, good free throw shooter. And then last game, you know, he gave you 27 FanDuel points. That's not really going to cut it for 7,500, but only had 5 assists that game. Typically, he's going to have more. Rebounding numbers are there. Steals, he hasn't had one of his 4 or 5 steal games, which we will see from him. And I think he's a very viable tournament option for you today. I don't think I can quite go there in cash games just because this is a slower paced, you know, game, but the dude's going to be in line for 32 to 35 minutes today, and I really like his game right now, and I think he's a bit underpriced. So I think he definitely fits the build over there on DraftKings, maybe not on FanDuel at that salary. Let's see if we can find some other options for us today. Is Kay Felder actually playing? 14, 15 minutes. A little revenge narrative for Kay Felder as the backup point guard. Maybe 3K tournament option. D'Angelo Russell's fine. I mean, the dude, again, another guy who just plays, who should be playing a ton of minutes, and he is one of their better offensive playmakers out there. But the problem you run into is, like, Brooklyn's coach just loves to play everybody. It's like that freaking coach you had growing up when you're a good player and they're like, oh, everybody's got to play an equal number of minutes. Like, you want to, here's an anecdote for you. When I was growing up, and this was baseball, okay, baseball, I had a coach that wherever the lineup and wherever the game ended, so let's say, you know, the game was over and the last batter was the 7th batter on the team. Well, then guess what? The next day, the next game, the 8th batter was the leadoff hitter. That's right. He never flipped the lineup back over to, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. He just picked up where the last guy made an out. It drove me freaking crazy. And lo and behold, we somehow, like, won the championship. I don't know how. But I remember getting to the playoffs, and I'm like, okay, here we go. He's going to actually play us normal, right? He's not going to do this. And nope, in the playoffs, he did the exact same thing. Now, you can say, DB, you won the championship. Maybe he was a genius manager. No, the dude was an idiot. But that drives me crazy, and I feel like, you know, maybe he's related to this Brooklyn coach who feels like everybody's got to play 25 minutes. So that bothers me a little bit with Russell. He's fine in tournaments because they play at such a fast tempo against Orlando, but he's not a core play for me. Augustine got a price bump, and, you know, he and Shelvin Mack are some guys who are cheap there for Orlando. They're worth a look in tournaments. I don't think I can go there in cash at all. You know, Mack is, what, 3K on DraftKings, I think. He played 21 minutes last game, gave you 17 fantasy points. Like, that's good enough over there on DraftKings, and I suppose he's an option there. But on FanDuel, I don't really see me going there at 3,700. Yeah, Lillard against New Orleans, fine in a game stack format if you can work him and Davis together. There's definitely a few cheap parts of the Portland offense that you could maybe jam in there. And that's it. That's for point guard. Let's move on. Shooting guard spot here. And on FanDuel, Tim Hardaway Jr. is basically free at 4,700. He should be the first guy you put into your lineup, I think, over on FanDuel today. He's playable on FanDraft and DraftKings if you want the continuity across sites. But, you know, the shot hasn't fallen. 3 for 10, 4 for 16. Took 10 three-pointers the other night. He's basically got 4 rebounds or assists in 2 games. Like, those numbers are really going to improve over time. So I'm not bailing on him yet. This matchup versus Boston, you know, maybe this is the spot where it happens. Tough road game maybe, but at 4,700, he really fits the build because, you know, shooting guard, there's not a lot to love. I do like Andrew Wiggins today on both the sites. Might draw a tougher defensive matchup against Oladipo, but I love minutes. And, you know, Thibodeau will just run his guys into the floor, and he's been over 30 each game. You know, the shots are there, 20, 19, 14. And if he plays like he did last game, 7 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, he's going to put up some big numbers. So I think he's moderately priced. He's safe. We got him projected at 31. I think that's a little conservative. I think we can go a little bit higher on that. So I like Andrew Wiggins a good bit today. Price per point. Definitely CJ McCollum's fine against New Orleans. He should be able to score a boatload. I don't know if he fits the build because I don't think you're paying up for both spots on FanDuel in particular. And I think I like Wiggins a little bit more than I do, you know, McCollum. I think maybe it's more of a debate over on, let's see, on DraftKings. He's 7,100. So it's a little bit closer over there. He and Wiggins are like 300 apart. They're a K different on FanDuel. So if you could make the argument for sure, CJ McCollum might be the better play on DK FanDraft today. Terry Rozier, love his game. And, you know, Smart is out, probably going to be in there for another 30 minutes. And looking like a little bit better value on FanDuel out of any of these spots. And he does it all. I mean, that's what I like about him. Rebounds, assists, shoots. Very well-rounded player, but the price is catching up a little bit. 7,400 on fantasy draft is not a bad number, if that is accurate. There was some mix-up on some fantasy draft numbers a little bit this morning, but they're usually in line with what we have on DraftKings. So I don't mind Rozier today, but not a core play for me. Let's see if anything else is popping here. Keep your eye on the Rodney Hood news. If he plays today, I don't think it moves the needle too much for me one way or another. Big pricing discrepancy between on Evan Turner, 55 on FanDuel. I don't love, but man, that 4,300 number against New Orleans here is interesting. He's played 30 or more minutes in each of the last 2 games. I think he's one of the better players they've got, and I know in that second unit, you know, they usually mix up McCollum and Lillard, so it's not true kind of like a true second unit where they don't have a scorer on the table, but he's a guy who definitely can have some big games depending on the matchup. So I don't mind him, and I'm going to throw one more name out here too that I plugged in my initial FanDuel lineup. Probably a mistake in cash, but whatever. Caris LeVert, I kind of like this kid. Like, this is a guy who at all times, like throughout the year last year, looked really, really good. Like, looked super solid, super athletic, and just didn't get minutes. 30, 27, 27 is where we're at in the first 3 games for him. It's not ideal, but dude has put up 34 FanDuel points, 19, and 28 so far. Looking at the game logs, 9, 11, 15 shots. I kind of like that if you can get into that double-digit range. Maybe an outlier on free throws last game against Atlanta where he took 9 and made 6 of them. And then the steal numbers are nice. 3 and 2 and 2 so far in his first couple of games. So he's filling up those ancillary stats. I think he's in play today. It could easily bust. There's no question about it. But they just play so fast. There's so many fantasy numbers to go around that that he's a guy I'm looking at. And you can make the same argument for Terrence Ross here against Brooklyn. Last time they played, gave you 24 fantasy points in 30 minutes. He shot 1 of 11 last game, so I don't think that's likely to happen again. Doesn't fill up many of the other categories, though. That's the problem that I have, and that's where I think, you know, LeVert on FanDuel, I'll pay a little bit more and feel like I've got, you know, better opportunities there. DraftKings, Ross at 4,400. pretty cheap price tag in a up-tempo matchup. All right, let's go to a small forward, where you've got LeBron here, but, you know, a home game against Chicago. It feels like he's not going to play that fourth quarter. And I did neglect Dwayne Wade and J.R. Smith, by the way. Wade is going to move to the bench. I don't think that hurts him. He's been awful in that starter's role. Maybe this is gives him an opportunity to maybe take on more of a scoring role. He's 5K over on FanDuel if you want to take a shot there. But I'm kind of off Cleveland today just because I don't think it's going to be a very competitive game. Jonathan Simmons is popping in the FanDuel projections here, 4.4K. Looks like he's 4.2 over on DraftKings. I don't love it. I just don't trust the minutes, so I'm not going to go there. I think Joe Ingles is a guy to look at here versus the Clippers. You got to remember, like, this guy was pretty good last year, and then you took Gordon Hayward out of the mix, and he kind of plays that same little role. Obviously not nearly as athletic as Hayward is, but a smart basketball player. 7 of 12, 5 of 8, 4 of 6. That's his shooting marks, but 5 boards, 3 boards, 3 boards, 2 assists, 3 assists, 6, a couple of steals. And, you know, I'm not paying up for him, but at 5K, I feel like got a pretty high floor on him today. So in that middle tier, he kind of works for me. Evan Fournier, Jaylen Brown, a couple of other names in that middle tier that I'm kind of looking at a little bit today. Fournier, it's tough to know what's going to happen here because, you know, he played really well the last couple of games, but that was also without Elfrid Payton and without Aaron Gordon, and now Gordon should be playing tonight. Payton is still going to be out, so I think, you know, we've got him projected at 28. I think that's probably fair. I don't think that, if not, it might even be a little bit low. Like, I feel like he can get us 30 fantasy points tonight, so he is on my list of potential plays. I don't really buy Damari Carroll shares at 5,800. I'm going to pass there. Butler's going to get it going. I'm not worried about it. You know, he's been pretty quiet so far, 30, 36, 21. Wiggins has been taking more shots than he is. You know, that's the kind of odd fit there, but you love, you know, 6 boards, 6 assists, 7 boards, 3 assists. He's going to score more than 15, 13, and 12 points. So is tonight the night it happens? Very well could be. And he's going to have those games where he's had, 30, 36 in each of the last two, and he scored 15 and 13. Let's say he scores 25, which I don't think is an outlandish projection for him. We can add 10 more to that. That's a 40 fantasy point game. We can add 12 more to that. That's a 48 fantasy point game. So Jimmy Butler's there. Like, he just has not scored. I mean, free throws. Dude shot 3 free throws in 3 games. Like, there's no way that's going to, you know, keep up. Like, the guy's way too good of a player, way too aggressive of a player. And I know it's a different offense. They've got other options. And honestly, I probably wouldn't play Wiggins and Butler together. I think those are probably negatively correlated plays. But I think that, you know, one or the other along with Karl Anthony Towns is a fine option for us today. So it could be a spot for Butler to get it back going today, looking at what we've seen so far this year from him. Okay, moving on to power forward spot. Talked about Anthony Davis. Porzingis has been just fire, and I think he's been really good against Boston. I haven't done the StatMuse search on that one, but feel like he's got a pretty good history against them. 8,500 on DraftKings, 47 on Fantasy Draft. Probably rather than play him in those spots than over on FanDuel tonight. Aaron Gordon, I don't know what to do here. Like, I feel like he could absolutely go off in this tempo-up game, but I also worry that the risk that does occur potentially first game off of an injury. 8K, it's not like a free square. I think on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, that's where you probably want to play him. He's only 6,900 there, so that can kind of be your hedge. So a lot cheaper over there than on FanDuel. So I'll take a look at him on that spot. Derek Favors has played really well so far this season, and actually looks a lot better. I was watching the game the other day, and the announcers even mentioned it as well. He really has got some leap in him, like something that I haven't seen for a while because he's been so banged up. I don't know if we want to go there at that price tag, but, you know, note he's going to be an option for us moving forward. Jason Tatum, 6,900 on FanDuel, 6K over on DraftKings, man, I mean, you love the minutes. I suppose he's in play. I guess maybe he's priced right over there. I'm looking at these game logs to see if where, you know, there's outliers, and there's not much, in regards to that. You know, good free throw shooter, it seems. Rebounds are certainly going to be there. I don't hate him. I don't hate him here. Could have some trouble maybe with Porzingis, so could have a little bit of an issue there. Jay Crowder's kind of been nowhere to be seen. I think he's a no-go. Taj Gibson, another guy to consider on the cheap. Really like Minnesota. Their minutes are pretty confined, which we like. And, Gibson's just, you know, produces just enough for you. You know, is he going to go ham? Probably not. Can he get you 25 fantasy points? I think he can at 4,800. So I think it's going to make him a top price per dollar projection. And then at the center spot, a couple of guys that we need to look at here. I mean, obviously Cousins is amazing. I think I prefer Towns for cheaper. And Towns on DraftKings, a good bit cheaper than FanDuel as well. So a little bit better value in that one. 8,600 over there on DK. Enes Kanter, though, I think on FanDuel might be tough to get away from him at 56. Dude just has an incredible fantasy point per minute average, and they basically have decided Hernan Gomez, no thanks, see you later. So Kanter is like their best offensive option out there, and that's going to lead to maybe offensive opportunities for the opposing team. I mean, Al Horford. God, I never play Al Horford, but if there's ever a day to play Al Horford, it's probably against Enes Kanter, who's just like the worst defender ever, but I'm probably going to pass on that one today. Gobert against the Clips, not my favorite spot for him. Going against DeAndre Jordan, not the type of guy that I think is going to lend himself to getting a ton of blocks there. I haven't done the historical search on that one with him, but I'm going to wait till that price drops a little bit more. He's fair on DraftKings, though, at 7,400. And that's probably it. Not probably playing Nurkic today either against Boogie Cousins. I think that's kind of a disaster waiting to happen. So there you go. That is my take on this slate. Obviously, a lot of news will happen, and that's why we've got to our blog, our live blog, live premium blog, which will keep you up to date on that, including a Notorious update, which is always fun. And I believe on Tuesday, Little Notorious, usually shows up on that video. So take a look for that one. Premium subscribers only. And then Crunch Time as well. Final 30 minutes. Andy and Roth will talk shop right before the slate gets rolling. So just a little bonus for all you premium subs. If you're not, don't worry. We still got our Grinders live shows. They will be running right until 6:30 today. And we thank you guys, as always, for listening, downloading. Check out Fantasy Draft, a great sponsor. You can find me on SiriusXM pretty much most days, 1 to 2 Eastern. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.